Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on significance of Yuva Spiritual Summit in Nasha Mukta Yuva for Viksit Bharat. The participants are Vijay Kranti, political analyst, and Anand Prakash Tiwari, Deputy Director General, Narcotics Control Bureau. Moderator is Gaurav Dhawanlal, anchor.
Drug abuse remains a serious global issue, and it silently harms individuals, breaks families, and weakens communities. Its effects are not just limited to addiction, it causes long-term physical, mental, and social damage, seriously affecting national development. The Youth Spiritual Summit is being held in Varanasi at present, and the aim of the summit is to launch a youth-led movement against drug abuse through the Kashi Declaration. We are delighted to have with us for our conversation today on this our guest, Mr. Vijay Kranti, who is a political analyst. Mr. Vijay, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gaurav.
Our youth are the driving force of the engines of our democracy, but we also know this is an age where ambitions are high, aspirations are high, and in today's scenario, temptations are high. Now, this spiritual summit, which is being held in Varanasi, its importance and I think its relevance in today's context, what are your views on it?
Having such a conference and where the focus is the youth, as you already made it clear that today India is the most youthful nation. The population proportion of youths is 65% are below 35 years and the total average age is 28. This means that in a country of 140 crore people, this large section of people, they are the real driving force for not only today's India, but for future India. Because these are the youths who are going to be active in next coming at least 30, 40 years. Which means India's aim of becoming a developed nation by 2047 is going to be executed by this very generation. So focusing this generation and especially on an element which is a dangerous element has the potential of derailing this entire movement is drug addiction. And unfortunately, as we see that the quantity and quality of drug addiction is changing drastically all over the world. We have found that our Narcotics Control Bureau only last year, the drugs which they caught, confiscated, the price of those drugs in the market is 25,330 crore rupees. This amount is not scary in figures only. You just imagine, in recent years, New Delhi was encircled by two different movements and the city remained almost under siege, two different movements. And the economists and political scientists, they have calculated that any disruptive movement of these two kinds can be organized within just 3 or 4 crore rupees. Imagine when you have caught drugs 25,330 crore rupees, you can imagine the potential of this money when it reaches the wrong hands, when it reaches hands of anti-social people, anti-India people, how much destruction they can cause. So this Varanasi conference is a very, very timely effort to give a new direction and a new agenda to our youths of today.
Right. So when we look at different stakeholders, whether it's educational institutions, whether it's government institutions, and even, you know, whether it's medical institutions for support once addiction happens, do you think that we have enough programs? Of course, this conference is very, very important. It'll get a lot of media coverage, a lot of publicity. But otherwise, the advocacy and the visibility of such campaigns, we are, I think, doing well on that front, or the scope is more?
My observation is that the awareness which is required for a society, for a nation, to save itself from the dangers of a problem like drug addiction, drug smuggling, unfortunately, that awareness is not at the level where it should have been. But I would say that it was not missing either. So there have been attempts. And now when events like a Youth Spiritual Summit at Varanasi is happening, that shows that the nation and those agencies which are involved in implementing the programs, they are all serious about it. They are concerned about it. And I can see overall proceedings which are going to happen in these 3 days that the issue is going to be handled quite systematically. And we should hope there will be a declaration which is going to be implemented very effectively.
Well, to value add to this program and give us a report on actually what's happening in this conference, our Lucknow correspondent has filed this report.
Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandaviya said that to fulfill the goal of making India a developed nation by 2047, it is necessary to make the youth of India drug-free. While addressing the inaugural session of the Youth Spiritual Summit in Varanasi today, the Union Minister appealed to everyone to imbibe the spirit of nation first and contribute in nation building. Union Minister said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the youth are being empowered and their participation in nation building is being ensured. Union Minister added that religious institutions have always played an important role in public awareness. He appealed to all the people of the society to join the Drug-Free India campaign and said that we all have to take a pledge that we will connect at least 5 youths with this campaign.
Har yuva 5 yuvaon ko nasha mukt abhiyan ke sath jod sakta hai. Jo vyakti nasha ki lat pe jade hue hain, un nasha se mukti kaise paaye, uske liye samajik abhiyan ke taur par hum usko samjha sakte hain kya? आज की 3 दिन का हमारा चिंतन का मतलब यह है कि हम सब लोग सामूहिक तौर पर एक संकल्प करें, एक कार्य योजना बनाए, एक कार्य योजना 5 साल तक इंप्लीमेंट करके और विकसित भारत में युवाओं को नशा मुक्त होके अपना कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन करने के लिए प्रेरित करें।
On this occasion, Union Minister of Social Justice and Empowerment Dr. Virendra Kumar said that our department is running various schemes to save youth from drug addiction. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai said that Kasi is a spiritual city and the message emanating from here goes a long way. After 2 days of discussion, the Kasi Declaration, which will be launched tomorrow, will definitely fulfill the resolution of a drug-free youth for developed India. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Of course, we are all looking forward to the Kashi Declaration on day 2 of the summit, which will actually be released. But please help us understand that sometimes, you know, in dealing with a problem which is so complex and so diverse and stretched across so many social divisions and social strata, do you think that having a single point of reference, one body which is linking everything, linking the issues, is required, a concentrated area which is a focal point of reference for all issues related to drug de-addiction?
No doubt. As far as drug de-addiction is concerned, this is an issue where different agencies, specializations have to work together. We have to have de-addiction centers, enough centers. We have to have agencies who make the youths and their families aware of the problem and the dangers of this problem. Then we need people who are going to help those people, unfortunately, who are already victims of drug addiction. And then at the same time, the agencies whose job is to remain alert and to stop the inflow of drugs into the society, all of them have to have a common platform to act together, to exchange notes, and to evolve a common strategy so that the impact can be really meaningful.
Since drug abuse, drug addiction also causes social isolation, what do you think is the role that families, individuals and society or communities can play for seeing that this menace actually does not overtake young people?
The society has to be aware of the existence of problem of drug addiction and its dangers. And more than that, society has to be aware of its own role. If somebody is caught into drug addiction, there should be approach of sympathy. It should not become a stigma for an individual or for the family of the individual who is caught into it. Rather, invoke the society to be helpful to the individual and to the family so that, number one, those who are affected, for them it becomes easier to come out of it. And secondly, it helps those who are otherwise also vulnerable. It helps them also to understand the dangers. So this awareness itself can be as much effective as everything rest put together.
Mr. Vijayakranthi, you'll be delighted to know that we also have on the program with us Mr. Anand Prakash Tiwari, who is the DDG NCB Narcotics Control Bureau. Welcome to the program, Mr. Anand Prakash. Thank you for joining us. We also know that the Narcotics Control Bureau over the years has been working tirelessly to break the network of drug trafficking and abuse through a coordinated national strategy. Now, keeping this summit in mind and against the backdrop of this summit, how is the Narcotics Department collaborating with spiritual and youth organizations to amplify the message of a drug-free India?
See, we have already collaborated with the spiritual organizations. In 2024, December, we had completed MOU with 5 spiritual organizations and started working from December itself. Honorable Home Minister had directed us last year to go with the spiritual organizations, take their assistance, also other socio-religious organizations for better publicity, campaign and social awareness against narcotics, drugs and all sort of nasha to achieve the lakshya of Nasha Mukta Bharat 2047. And accordingly, we started from December. Now, this is a wonderful platform. Ministry of Youth Affairs has given us today. There was a session also from Narcotics Control Bureau and presentation was given by MOS JE also on awareness drug reduction part. Presentation was given by AIIMS also. So we have already started working with all cultural, socio-religious and spiritual organizations. And they have very good rapport amongst people. They have people in villages, in muhalla, urban and rural area and urban area. So this is very helpful for all of us. And we are getting very good support. Our campaign with Brahma Kumari and ISKCON and others in Kumbh Mela and MOSJ's campaign also in Kumbh Mela and school, colleges, in Prahari clubs and by getting the help of college and health and hygiene club, we are already doing and it's a very impactful and very useful.
Mr. Prakash, remote and border adjacent regions pose unique trafficking challenges. So how will My Bharat volunteers, and there's a huge number of them, extend into such areas effectively?
They are very energetic, My Bharat volunteers. Today we met with a number of My Bharat volunteers and earlier also we have worked with them. NCC, NSS, My Bharat Volunteer, spiritual organizations, all are working together. We have done quite successful, good programs and people are also very motivated to connect with this program. Region of country, they must use Manas Helpline. Manas Helpline 1933 toll-free helpline hai. Jis bhi tarah ki problem ho drug se related, 1933 par phone kare aur hum vishwas dilate hain. We will not reveal their identity. This is the promise of the NCB. And we expect cooperation and calls from people all across the country.
Coming back to this youth spiritual summit in Varanasi, in fact, by bringing together key ministries, enforcement agencies, spiritual leaders and youth organizations, it's laying the foundation for a people-led movement rooted in awareness, compassion and collective resolve. You also spoke about compassion. Here, when we talk of this, and earlier you said that movements have the power if they can bring a city to a standstill or different parts of the country, then a movement can also mobilize so many things. What is your opinion on this?
I agree with you. I'm one who believes that collective wisdom and collective action are the supreme antidote for anything bad in a society or any external danger which a society or a nation or a family faces. So there I very much agree. I was going through proceedings which are going to be to take place in next in these 3 days. I was quite impressed that the 4 sessions they have are very well focused. The very first session is understanding the addiction, which means this is focused on everybody, the victim, the family, the agencies which are involved in rehabilitation and the agencies which are involved in stopping it. This is a part of the agenda of this conference. And last is the Vision 2047. They are going to discuss roadmap to drug-free India.
Absolutely. On this optimistic note, Mr. Vijayakranthi and Mr. Anand Prakash Tiwari, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on significance of Yuva Spiritual Summit in Nasha Mukt Yuva for Viksit Bharat. The participants were Vijayakranthi, political analyst, and Anand Prakash Tiwari, Deputy Director General, Narcotics Control Bureau. Moderator was Gaura Dhawanlal, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92890-94044.
Spotlight.